Welcome to Midweek with Christ for March 20th, 2020. A reading from Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. You know that video that everyone at work has seen, or that picture that everyone at school's talking about? Those images and clips that seem to be all over the place and you can't get away from? When something becomes that ubiquitous, we say it's gone viral. It is literally spread like a virus. For over a decade, scientists have warned that in our modern world of international travel and interconnectedness, a new disease could be a real threat to the human race. Many of us dismissed the threat, or hoped it would happen later, or maybe to somebody else. Now the threat is a reality, and every corner of the world is affected. Schools are closed. Stores are empty. Borders are shutting down. Life has basically ground to a halt. In times like this, it is natural to be anxious, to be worried, to even be distraught. We find ourselves sometimes being pessimistic about the future, and sometimes we even think the worst of each other. In the midst of these anxieties and doubts and ill thoughts comes the word of God. Do not be anxious about anything. Why? Because the Lord is at hand. When Jesus walked among us, He did not come as a Lord of judgment, but rather as a God of salvation and life. Disease, demon possession, and death all met defeat in the light of Christ Jesus. He brought the peace of knowing that even when it seems everything is falling apart, the Lord remains God. We shouldn't judge His presence among us on our circumstances. Whether facing hunger or plenty, abundance or need, the Lord will strengthen us for all these things. The world is going to be sorely tested in the weeks and months ahead, as will we as individuals. Scams will abound, panics are going to come on many people. We, who are anxious for nothing on account of Christ, have to be the reasonable ones, the sane and healthy ones, even in the midst of sickness, perhaps even our own sickness. We can proclaim Christ Jesus as the Savior from sin, death, and the devil, even the Savior from coronaviruses. And so rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice. Let us pray. God of peace and comfort, we make all our requests known to you, especially our desire to be back together again as your church, receiving as your family your gifts of forgiveness and life. Be with us as we are separated from one another for the sake of physical life, that in good time, we might come together once again to celebrate our shared eternal life in Christ Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Amen.